I wonder if you noticed as Eddie was praying that he prayed for Ellie and for the other students that they would have integrity. Integrity during that week of mission and in the lead up to it. What is integrity? Here's the dictionary definition. The state of being whole and undivided. State of being whole and undivided. Integrity is one of the characteristics that God has. I'm going to read through a few verses from both the Old and New Testament that talk about our God and how He has integrity. So listen first, Deuteronomy 6 verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." The Lord is one. Or James chapter 1. Verse 17, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." Perhaps the first part of that verse is more familiar to us. But listen to that description of God. He does not change like shifting shadows. Not prone to be a bit here, a bit there. Sometimes black, sometimes grey. Or listen to Paul's description in Titus at the start of the book. "Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to further the faith," this is why he's writing, "to further the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness in the hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time, and which now at his appointed season he has brought to light through the preaching entrusted to me by the command of God our Savior." Paul says, God is a God who does not lie. And then finally, listen to Numbers chapter 23, back in the Old Testament. "God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill?" It comes to a prophecy given to a king. Words that the man cannot help but utter those questions at the end. And the answer is no. Does God ever speak and then not act? Does God ever promise something and not follow through on it? Our God is a God of integrity, a God of wholeness. He does not change in purpose. He does not change in promise. He does not change in his plans. And we too are called to be a people who have integrity. We're told, aren't we? Be holy, God says, as I am holy. There should be something in us which reflects the God who we worship, the God who we serve, the God who has saved us. We've been told we're told by Paul, being made into the image of Christ. He is the perfect example of human integrity. What it means to be a man who is whole. A man that it doesn't matter at which point you cut his life. No matter which day of which week of which month of which year, at which hour, morning or evening, wherever you find Jesus, you find the same man. Acting in the same way. Never did he turn from his plan. Not in the face of the devil's temptations. Not when he was offered the whole world. Does he turn there? Does he change there? No. Not when he's bowed down on the ground in the Garden of Gethsemane, facing the cross. Not then does he turn. Not then does he change. He is the same man. He was obedient even unto death. As Paul tells us, Jesus Christ is, as we've just read, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it is so astonishing for us to look at God and see somebody who is whole, who is one, because we're not. I wonder if I was to tell you that at some point in the next week, I'm going to come and visit you. And I said, you could choose when I come to see you. I suspect for some of us, Well, some of us, you might not want to see me at all, but fair enough. But some of us would say, why don't you come in the afternoon? Don't come in the morning. I'm not a morning person. Some of us would say, why don't you come and see me at home? Some people would say, I don't want you coming anywhere near my house. It's a mess. Let's go for coffee somewhere else. But more seriously, we are people often who, well, we don't have integrity. We are different people at different points of the day. We're different depending on who the people are that we're with. Aren't we? Are we whole? I guess that's my question to us this evening. Are we whole? Do we have integrity? Sometimes it doesn't feel so because life is very segmented, isn't it? We have lots of different roles. So maybe for some of you guys, it's in the morning. I'm a child, a son, a daughter. But then as soon as I get to school, I'm a friend. Occasionally, I'm a student. And then when school's over, I'm back home, and then I'm a son or daughter again, or a friend if I pop out. Maybe for some of us, we've got the roles of being a mother and a daughter, a wife and a friend, a colleague, an in-law. All sorts of different roles, and we segment our lives very easily, and it's done for us very easily. But are we whole? Not in what we do so much, because we do different things at different parts of our days, our weeks. But are we whole in character? Would people from different spheres of your life recognize the same characteristics as other people from other spheres? Would your school friends say the same things about you that your parents say about you? Would your colleagues who you work with on the same level say the same thing that your boss says about you? Are you like a stick of rock? That's my question, really. Are you like a stick of rock? That it doesn't matter where it is that you break the piece of rock or you slice through, it says the same thing. Because our God is somebody, whoever, wherever we find him, on whatever page of the Bible that you open, is the same God. Who, when he says something, means it. When he promises something, he fulfills it. Do we have integrity? As Christians, we need to be people who have integrity because we represent Christ. We show to this world what God is like. Is your life whole in action? Does the gospel truth of who you are in Christ penetrate to your actions or only your confession? Or to put it another way, are you a Christian on more than Sundays? As Ellie was just telling us, I think that's a familiar testimony. It's some ways it's easy to be a Christian on Sundays. It's a lot harder to be a Christian on Monday mornings. Hebrews 13, that short passage we read and the verses around it give us some challenges about what integrity looks like. A Christian life lived out. It talks about hospitality. It talks about your sex life. It talks about love for those who are imprisoned or maybe absent. It talks about what you do with your money. Is there integrity? Are you whole in action? Are you whole in speech? Jesus tells us in the Sermon on the Mount, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Matthew 5. And Paul says in Ephesians 4, we're going to get to this passage in a couple of weeks. Therefore, each of you must be put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor. Do we have integrity in what we say? When you say you're going to do something, do you follow through? When you say something to somebody, do you mean it? Or are we guilty of empty platitudes, just trying to keep people happy? Is what you say in church on a Sunday true? It's hard, isn't it? Having integrity is so hard. It's hard because we want to fit in our workplace. We want to be one of the team. We don't want to stand out particularly. We want to fit in. And it's hard because it's easy to say the right thing and not to do the right thing. I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that every time that I preach. I guess every one of the guys who preaches in our church will be aware of that. That tension. Do I have integrity? Do I believe? Do I practice what I preach? We should confess to God where we don't have integrity. Where instead of shining like stars, our little light is fading away, flickering, like a candle about to go out because there's just not much God evident in us. We should confess our sins. He is faithful to forgive, 1 John tells us. Living with integrity. When we live, not perfectly, but when we have integrity, when who we say we are matches up with how we live. When we live with integrity, we will show Christ to the world. We show something of who God is. And that will stand out. It really will. It'll stand out if you're playing sport with your friends. And you know that you haven't committed a foul, or you have committed a foul, and you just own up to it. Put it in a sporting environment and integrity will stand out like a mile. You're just honest. Or if you speak truth to somebody, that will stand out because our world is full of lies. Integrity will mean that we will not be afraid to praise good when we see it. Integrity means that we will not be afraid to speak out against evil when we see it and when we hear it. Integrity means that we will be less concerned with the reaction of those around us. How much of what we do is driven by what we think the response will be from friends or colleagues or bosses. Integrity means that we will be more fulfilled in living out our lives before God. Because much as we can fool everybody else, and we're quite good at it, we can't fool God. And when we don't live with integrity, it puts a barrier between us and God. Not that he puts there, but that we put there. We're shortly going to have a time of sharing. So the main thrust of tonight's service. Time where we can encourage each other with testimonies about what God has been doing, or encouragements how God has spoken to us. And if God has spoken, we think God has spoken to us about a message for the church, there'll be an opportunity to share that too. But will we speak with integrity? Will it be true? Or will it be like our social media pages, where we never want to show bad things and where we always want to make good things seem a little bit better and a little bit more about us? I want to encourage us to have integrity, honesty, truthfulness. Just as Ellie shared with us, we've all got messy pasts. In fact, we've all got messy presents. But God is working in each one of us. And we want to have that wholeness. And we want to encourage each other in that. So let's not try and sugarcoat our lives. Let's be real. Let's have integrity. Why don't we take just a couple of minutes, just in your own heart, Just reflect on those words. Reflect on who God is. Maybe confess sin. Maybe just praise him for who he is, that he's not like us.